94.7 The Wave. That's Night and Day, the song that started it all for one Al B. Shore. He is a four-time Grammy nominee and the very first winner of Quincy Jones's Sony Innovators Award. And he joins us today with a very special announcement. We're getting ready to do something together, Al B.
Yeah, looking forward to it. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, we had some really great times back in the late 80s in New York when the world first heard the voice of Al B. Shore.
Wow, that's right. You know what? New York, obviously, that's, you know, where we're from. And, I mean, what a special, special time in music. What a special time, you know, the launch of New Jack Swing, the launch of, you know, Al B. Shore and Teddy Riley. And just, it was an amazing time in music. I remember it like it was yesterday, and I think I was listening to one of the stations, and I had my little box plugged into the wall, and the first time I heard my song on the radio, I just kind of like, wow. And then all my friends called me, and obviously they called me on the house phone. So.
Yeah, right, on the house phone. It is a moment that I don't see how you could ever forget. And that never gets old, does it, when you think about that memory?
Yeah, no, not at all. I mean, it was, what, 1988? It had to be like around February or so. And then all of a sudden, you know, things, you know, started to heat up. You know, we were just focused, and, you know, Andre Orell and myself, and we just really just kind of took the bull by the horns. And all we were trying to do, to be honest with you, with Uptown Records, I used to call him. It was funny. We'd had a little joke with each other. I used to call Andre Baby Berry Gordy, and he would call me Baby Quincy Jones. So what we were doing was just trying to create a boutique version of Motown. You know, with myself and Mary J. Blige and Jodeci and Guy, and all the groups, you know, Father MC, all, you know, all the groups that were...
Tevin and Faith and Usher and all, everybody.
Yeah, so, you know, it was an amazing, amazing time, and I wouldn't trade it for the world.
You know, one of the things I think that made that period in music stand out so much was the prevalence of music video, because music video really was helping to make these songs real to people. And this was, you know, right at the MTV revolution was happening, and
yeah,
you had some great videos.
But guess what? You know, was unfortunate at that point. MTV didn't really play anybody but Michael Jackson, you know, at that point, in terms of, you know, artists of color. It was very far and few between, but so we lived, there was a, you will remember this very clearly, there was a guy who kind of gave us all our chance. It was a show called Video Music Box.
The Video Music Box, of course.
Ralph McDaniels. So we had that, and then we also had Video Soul. And luckily, my records were kind of, you know, across the board in terms of the appeal. So I started to play on all, you know, all the other stations. And you can't predict it. You know, we just try to come straight from the heart. You know, there's no, you know, we weren't trying to follow anyone outside of just my influence from Marvin Gaye and my influence from, you know, Smokey Robinson and Johnny Mathis. And, you know, so that's why a lot of ballad heavy albums, because, you know, just the love songs. To me, I figured, you know, let me just stay in my lane.
We're talking to Al B. Shore this morning on The Wave. So last time I saw you, I think it ran into you in Beverly Hills, and you were talking about your son, Quincy, who has become quite the star.
No pun intended. Yeah, and I'm very, very, very proud of my young men. You know, they're out there doing their thing. And Little B, who's my oldest, you know, he's singing and, you know, working on his new album. And Devin is doing his thing. And obviously Quincy has taken the television and film route. And just so elated to see, you know, just the work ethic. And there's no nepotism in any way, shape, or form. It's truly hard work and studying. And if I call him right now, I bet you he's in his room. Either he's on a set or he's in his room studying a script or something. And, you know, I just, that part I love, because it's just, you know, that they're in it for the long haul. It's not, you know, anyone pushing them in that direction. They're truly talented. So, you know, not just as dad, but,
yeah.
You know, they're really, really doing their thing. So
yeah, we've been watching him as one of the cast members on Star, and he's been doing a great job there. You must be really proud. Well, I tell you what, we're going to see the choreography, hear the songs, and do all of that in a really special, private, intimate performance with Al B. Shore. We are announcing that right now, right here on this radio station. It's happening on Thursday, April 5th. On the SoCal Honda Sound Stage, and that's when we invite a bunch of our listeners to come and join us. Have you ever been to one of these, Al?
You know what? I've heard about it. I've read about it. I've seen it online. I know, you know, my homie, my brother Bobby Brown did it. I think Brian McKnight did it as well. And just they were raving about it, how, you know. And you know, this is great because this fits right into what I've been doing around the country. I've been doing this private, like an intimate evening with Albie Shore, you know, live kind of deal. And it's been such an amazing thing because it's kind of my way of kind of giving back and for all the people who supported me over the years. And I mean, it was just an amazing opportunity to up close and personal and sit at people's table and, you know, and just have a good time and do requests and just talk about the stories over the years. And people were bringing me, you know, this is the most fun. People were bringing me ticket stubs from the Any Heartbreak Tour. And in addition to their phone bill from my 1-900 number. The most common story that I get that's shared with me is, my grandmama whooped my butt for running up her phone bill, $2,000, calling your 900 number, you know. And I'm like, oh boy.
Well, I tell you what, you can be in the audience for this intimate performance. We're opening up the phone lines right now, 1-800-520-WAVE. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Albie Shore, Thursday, April 5th on the SoCal Honda Soundstage. You can only win your way in. That's the only way they get in, Al.
Oh, wow.
We might let you have a little guest list, you know, just because, since you have to do all the work that night.
I can't wait. First of all, you know, that's my second home. You know, I'm actually residing in Las Vegas, but my second home is L.A., and I love it there, and I can't wait to see everybody. And I know I'm going to see a few familiar faces. Obviously, you know, I did radio there for several years and just loved it. Love Los Angeles.
Well, we are so looking forward to seeing you. I would not think of missing that.
I love it. I look forward to it. And I may have to pull you on stage with some background. I know you can get it in.
Oh, hey, look, I'm not scared.
You say, I'm not scared. You have a blessed day in L.A. I will be in the building, so come on through.
Thanks so much for taking some time for us this morning.
Thank you, dear.
Albie Shore on the Wave, and coming up, we got another nice long set of music for you.